If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Who was scammed, pranked, or bamboozled? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So this is a prank me and my buddy growing up like to do just on our neighborhood in general. Our neighborhood, it was a decent size, probably like, I don't know, 60, 70 homes. And there were only two entrances to get in, and we happened to live pretty close to one of the entrances, so we had a decent amount of traffic going by our homes. And it was, you know, slower roads, like 15, 20 miles an hour. And so our prank was we would take one of our mom's purses, like an old one that they weren't using, and we would stuff it with, like, newspaper and stuff to make it look like there was stuff in it. And we would lay it out in the middle of the road, kind of sprinkle some change, maybe like a pair of sunglasses or chapstick to make it look like it.
Chopsticks? Chapstick. Oh, I was like, chapsticks. Okay, all right, gotcha.
Just to make it look like it like fell off someone's car, they dropped it. And then we would hide in the bushes in our yard and had fishing string tied to it. And people would stop and get out of the car, and right when they go to pick it up, we yank it. And I swear, we saw some people jump that you wouldn't know could jump. It freaked people out.
So I guess you kind of had a reputation in the neighborhood.
Yeah, I mean, we were known pretty well because we also mowed a lot of people's lawns. Just growing up, it was one of our jobs.
Sure.
So, you know, some of them I felt bad because, you know, you're going down to pick something up and you get startled. Some people almost lost their balance and... It really freaked them out.
Yeah.
But how much joy did that bring you at the time?
Oh, it was hilarious.
Yeah.
We did it like two or three times. I think after like the third or fourth, some cars would drive by and stop right over the purse and then roll down their window and wave to us and then just keep on going. So it was short-lived, but it worked well. I would still do it again today.
It's hilarious
and harmless.
Yeah, that's the thing about a prank, right? It's going to have a shelf life, but the time that you get to do it, it's immense joy. One of the things, and when we were growing up, pre-cell phone and pre-caller ID, prank calls.
Oh, yeah.
They were one of the greatest things you did probably from about 8 years old until probably 15 or 16 when you started going out a little bit more. But, man... it didn't matter. You go through the phone book and find people with stupid last names or just call numbers at random and say whatever it is you're going to say. And it was all harmless stuff. But, I mean, you could drag people on for a couple minutes here and there. But that, to me, especially the one time you knew what happened, if you're going to have a sleepover with your buddies, you know, oh man, you know, four of us are spending the night at so-and-so's house. As a guarantee, you're going to make prank phone calls.
Yeah, hey, because look yeah. When I started in radio, guys would do it all. I had two people that I worked with that did prank phone calls from the radio station because they could record them. They never broadcast them, but the numbers were on a bank. Like, if you press one of our phone numbers, it comes up just some ridiculous number.
Sure.
And even if you tried to call that number back, that's not the number.
That's not the number that gets
it's not going to ring back in. So they would do those tapes. But I'm telling you, the pinnacle of that stuff was the Jerky Boys.
Absolutely.
And when they came out with those tapes back in the day, man, I mean, it was some of the funniest stuff I'd ever heard in my life at that time. I was like, this is brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, because you could still do prank phone calls. And now, legally, you cannot do that on the radio.
Right, correct. Right.
Yeah. It cannot be done. Like, that is a federal law.
Well, the Jerky Boys were doing it because they were in New York.
Right.
So in New York, you could record somebody without them knowing.
You could.
Oh, they had that law.
It depends on state by state.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. So a lot of states, you got to tell somebody, hey.
You're being recorded for broadcast or whatever it is you're going to do.
Was it Frank Rizzo?
Rizzo.
Hey, this is Frank Rizzo. I got an awesome set of frickin' tools.
Right.
You want to buy them? Who was a scam pranked or bamboozled? 206-803-ROCK.
There was a lot. I mean, we used to just call people. Like, I know Thrill's that story about calling the guy in the phone book.
His last name would be a slur, right? But he was the only, and it's Baltimore phone book. At that time, there are 735,000 people that live in the city. He's the only guy with this last name. And I won't say what the slur was. Doesn't matter. But we called him and said, hey, man, you're the only guy in the phone book with the last name Blink. And his response was, I know. We were like, oh, okay, we're not the first.
We did it forever. And then one night, you're right, it's like three of us. I don't know. I don't know why. Because you got idle hands, right? You're not old enough where you're going to parties yet. You're probably not hurting anyone. Eighth grade.
You're just being annoying.
But we did it to some kid in school, and then we felt terrible.
It's someone you knew.
No, right, but like he transferred in, so we were, we were picking on him. But his mom was so nice about it. And
did they realize it was you guys?
They didn't. Something happened. I guess somehow they figured it out, but she was like, no, he'll be happy you called. We were just like, ah.
Yeah.
Like, now we feel bad, and we're going to have to invite him.
Well, we would never go after
him. Then he went to my high school.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
We pranked businesses. That was our thing. We'd take the low-hanging fruit of the area.
Yeah.
And then we would call them and mess with them any way that we could figure out how to do that. So, I don't know, like, Tacoma Screw, for an example here.
Yeah.
We call them and go, hey, Tacoma Screw, how much for a good screw? I want a really good one, man. I want a real good screw, man. What's that going to cost me? We do that kind of thing, you know, 12, 13 years
old. But at that age, that is the funniest thing possible.
Exactly. Yuck.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.